At the corner of Renfield Street and Gordon Street, we have two buildings to look at. Firstly, the R&W Forsyth building, which now has a Baker's on the ground floor. To get a good view, stand opposite it on the southeast corner with your back to the supermarket. Mitchell Library architectural historian Roger Guthrie joins me to investigate this corner. So tell us something about this building, Roger.
This was R&W Forsyth's warehouse or department store,
right,
and there's 1896 alterations by Sir John James Burnett to a building by Butcher and Cowsland. The Butcher and Cowsland building was for Black, the warehouse, and R&W Forsyth bought the building in the 1896 and commissioned Burnett to do the alterations.
Right.
So Burnett, what was a rectangular building with a sharp corner, Burnett slices into it and kind of seamlessly puts in this quarter circle corner feature.
Much with Baroque and
a bit French, in fact. And there are two columns running through the first and second floors, then an attic floor, and then a dome and a lantern above that. Burnett also, on the right-hand side of the facade at Renfield Street at the Lane, seamlessly kind of scalpels in a French bay at the end, which has got a balcony at first floor level with stone balustrade, more ornate. Second floor window and a mansard over the upper floors, which has got a very nice cast iron cresting.
That French quality is quite interesting because Burnett trained at the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris, so he was the very first Scottish architect to do so.
Other part of the work in 1896 is that Burnett regularises the shop fronts, puts in larger shop fronts, got a very nice architraves, a position for the fascia signs to be of uniform character, and he re-supports the building on 12-inch diameter, 2¼-inch thick cast iron columns. And there are three steel beams spanning between the columns, varying sizes depending on the span, and the outer beam is cast iron, an L-shaped one, which carries the stonework. So he completely restructures the ground floor. And he also takes out the entire interior, puts a new stair in, and the new interior is cast iron columns and paired steel beams.
It's really fascinating because when you think about it, that's a Victorian facade retention, which is something that is enormously frowned on in conservation circles nowadays. But yet there is Burnett doing it and being quite daring, particularly in the way that he takes away the rectangular corner and, you know, incises into it to create this great sweeping Baroque corner.
It is a really superb corner. And the one little moan perhaps might be the area which you see at the main cornice level, you did have lettering on it saying R&W Forsyth.
They were a very important department store within Glasgow and Scotland because they also had an enormous store on Princes Street in Edinburgh as well. And Sir J.J. Burnett did other work for them too, such as the Wallace Taylor Institute, which is now Scottish Power at Cathcart Road, which is another real tour de force of a building, though much later on than this one. What's also interesting about this is the sculptural scheme, which is by William Burney Rind, who is an Edinburgh-based sculptor. So in the sculptural programme on the building tells you all about the story of the building. So you've got two female figures up on the fourth floor level at the corner, and they're summer and winter. And they're the two seasons, effectively, because it's all about, you know, buying clothes for the different seasons of the year. And then the other point as well, which is in just below all the groups of cupids that are arranged around the building, below each one of them is a shield. And within that shield is each of the continents are represented there. And they're represented, rather than angels in the architecture, this is animals in the architecture. So it's animals for each one of those continents. So there is a way up in the gods, as it were. There is a kangaroo for Australia, and there's a camel for Africa. And you just have to, the building's been so overpainted that it's difficult to spot them. But if you're looking carefully some days at this corner, you can see all these kind of animals up there in the architecture. Cross over the road to stand outside the ground floor of what was the R.W. Forsyth department store, but is now a Baker's. Look diagonally opposite at the Cadoro building, which has a supermarket on the ground floor. Roger describes the building to us.
If you have a look at the photograph in the co-op, you'll see its condition in 1987 when there were two attic stories on the top. But the main point about the building is that it's designed by John Honeyman, the renowned church architect in Glasgow. and it's superb because the ground floor and first floor are masonry, Venetian Renaissance, but some Gothic flavour to it, and then the upper three floors are cast iron, so it's the two things working together. They were always just painted the same colours. There's no picking out of the colours of the upper floors. It all just looks like stone, but of course it's this lacy cast iron above the heavier stonework at the ground floor.
So who is responsible for that kind of cast iron frame?
So the cast iron facade panels are by Walter McFarlane, Saracen Foundry. So what happened to the 1872 building by John Honeyman here in front of us is that in 1926, 1925, two stories and then three stories were added in Hennebeek reinforced concrete, and also the building to down Union Street on the southern side of the building had extra floors added to it, also in concrete, above the three stories of sandstone. And that was in 1987. There was a tremendous fire inside the building. The floors were opened up. They were throwing all the timber down the holes in the floor, so no fire separation between the floors.
Oh dear.
And all of these stacks of timber caught fire, and the building burned for a fair number of hours. Fire brigade playing hoses on things and everything else. But by the next day, the council fortunately had decided that the building was so important, an A-listed building, that it would be retained.
Well, thank goodness for that as well, because the street and Jamaica Street and Union Street was really well known for the number of cast iron warehouses on it, many of which have now disappeared. And it was the American historian Henry Russell Hitchcock, an architectural historian who is hugely influential in the 20th century, he described this as one of the very best streets in Glasgow, and if not in Europe, because of the quality of the cast iron warehouses on it, because it was one of the things that Glasgow had in common with both New York and Chicago.